in a few minutes' time. Reducing food waste is one way of not alone saving money, but also reducing your carbon footprint. But what else could you do? Simple, practical, everyday steps. Nothing onerous now. That's at 11:45. Time to gaze into the crystal ball ahead of Thursday's meeting of the European Central Bank, when there could be a tenth, yes, tenth increase in lending rates since July of last year. Paul Shaw is here from Tullamore Credit Union. He's the chief executive. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Will.
This probably doesn't affect you as much as it does the institutions who pass on in tracker and sometimes in variable rates these increases. How do you read the mood music from the ECB?
Well, I try not to read mood music because it's very difficult to predict. I think you had Cathal Nolan on just before me trying to predict long-term weather patterns. Even short-term interest rate predictions are extremely difficult, and people make a lot of money on the markets by predicting movements one way or the other, but really it's gambling. There seems to be strong signals for another 0.25% either this month or next month. And I think it's driven by inflation. I think everyone out there knows in their shopping baskets every week, and when they go to forecourts filling up petrol or diesel, inflation is still with us, and it's still a problem. And the mandate for the ECB is to control inflation, and the only tool at their disposal is interest rates. So it's a fairly blunt measure.
And it's uneven as well across the Eurozone, where inflation in Spain, I think, is at 1.6% as of July. Here in Ireland, it's closer to 6%.
Yeah.
And it's largely energy driven as well. So I suspect there might be more pushback if they...
There will be, but it's still a blunt tool. And I suppose one thing we do know is that inflation rates in Ireland and economic activity in Ireland is a very small part of the decision. So we just have to take our medicine when it comes to the ECB, and we have very little influence just because of our size. So I don't think we need to get too hung up on trying to predict what they do. I think people need to look at what's within their own control to deal with it, because I think from our own investment advisors in the credit union, they've said, don't try and predict it, but don't expect a return to really low interest rates anytime soon. And that's a message that we're getting loud and clear from them. So the days of the 0% or 1% interest rate, it's not coming back for the foreseeable future. So I think people need to budget and plan as if interest rates, wherever they top out at, that they stay there for quite a while.
The commercial lenders, the pillar banks, will be more exposed to what the ECB does because they're trying to buy a lot of money on the market, whereas credit unions tend to have member funds and you in turn lend that out. So have you, at Tullamore Credit Union at least, had to pass on any increases since July of last year?
No, we haven't had any increases. Our rates are, you know, our rate for a green mortgage is 4%. So for an ARB rated house, for a lot of new houses and newly constructed houses, our mortgage rate is 4% variable and 4% fixed for 5 years. And that's really good value for money now. It's occupying the low level of the market, the lower end of the market in terms of price. So we're very happy with where it is. We have absolutely no plans. As you say, we're not led by the ECB. We don't fund from the ECB. We will never be funding ourselves from the ECB. We have 1/4 of our members' funds out on loans at the moment. So we have a lot of money still to lend. So we don't have to pay those interest rates. They are of interest to us. And our 4% variable rate is variable. And there are factors in the market that could cause us at some stage in the future to have to increase, but we don't have that dependency, that link that our competitors in the banks have with the ECB rate. They're really led by it because they fund, they use all their depositors' funds, plus they borrow on the interbank market to fund their books. So we just, it's a completely different business model. And I suppose the other crucial distinction between us and our competitors is that we are not for profit. So our objectives don't state anything about making lots of profit. We exist simply to provide this service to our members. So our objective is to have these mortgages at affordable rates available to our members. So that's a big difference.
But is there some pressure from members who have savings, who want a dividend in a time of inflation, to try and at least make some profit and pass it on in the form of deposit interest?
Absolutely. There is that pressure, and we feel it, and we talk to our members all the time. I'm going to sound like a central banker now and say that we make that decision at our AGM each year. So I can't give any indications as to what's happening, but I can say that we do hear that message, and we don't live in a vacuum. We know what the market is like for savings and deposits, and we know that members who save money with us will expect a return. So I can't make any predictions about what will be announced at the AGM, but it is it's something we're hearing.
Mm. So as of now, you can fix a mortgage for 5 years at 4%, a green mortgage.
Yes.
And you mentioned 25% of your funds are out on loans. So I imagine the bulk of that would be what, car loans, short-term business. How much of your business is mortgage-driven?
Our mortgage book is 25% of our loan book, but that proportion is growing. The fastest growing portion of our loan book is our mortgages. So we'll be on target. Our target is to try and do at least 100 mortgages in a year at the moment, and we see scope to grow beyond that. So we're definitely growing a foothold in it. We've developed a very good capability. We have a good team there. Our underwriting team and the service we provide is definitely on a par with what you will get elsewhere. We're planning to improve maybe our technology aspect of that and to upgrade our technology platform to make all that a little bit easier. But we do mortgages with a very human touch. So there's face-to-face, there's on the phone. We try and keep people involved as much as possible. So it's more of a local thing rather than dealing with a call centre or a mortgage centre in Dublin.
So as the banks become more expensive, relatively speaking, because of these ECB increases, it's making the credit union product more competitive.
Yeah.
Paul, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Will.
Paul Shaw is Chief Executive of Tullamore Credit Union.